Okay, so we're going to learn today, Strive for Truth. And we're reading an essay called Giving and Taking, one of the most famous essays in Mechtav Me'aliyahu, or Dasar Sefer. Just summing up some of the key points, of course, super strong if you read it inside. Strive for Truth. Chelek Alech. So, from Dasar's perspective, is that life basically comes down to giving and taking in every action in life. It can either be an action of giving or an action of taking. It's one or the other. Nothing in between. Now God, He's the ultimate giver. He created the world out of love, out of giving. And He can't take anything in return because He's God. So He doesn't need anything. And our job in life, basically, is to develop ourselves to become like Hashem, become givers. That's it. To simplify life. For example, the Pasuk in Tehillim says, he who hates gifts shall live. It's the very opposite of the mentality in our modern world. Some people, they love getting gifts, and they love mooching, and they love taking. But ideally, we shouldn't want to receive gifts. We should want to always be thinking, how can I give? And this, Dasar says, is the root of all character traits. Is it about giving or is it about taking? Now, Dasar then goes on and says, okay, obviously there's a certain degree that certain people need to receive. When we're all babies, we need to receive. But a tzaddik is someone who minimizes the amount that he's taking and maximizes the amount that he's giving. And the opposite is, a rasha is someone who's the opposite situation, is always looking for ways to take and not give. And that's the essence of life. He then goes on to talk about how chanoch, I just add one caveat, of course, in the modern world, we know that sometimes it's important to receive, but to receive in order to give. Sometimes you need to receive love, and you need to receive self-love so that you can give to the world. But the question is, what's your kavanah? Anyways, getting back to Chanoch. Chanoch was a person in who walked with God, says the Torah. And the Midrash says that he used to be a cobbler, and every stitch he stitched, he would do unifications of Hashem's name. So Salanter, the founder of the Musar movement, said that it's not that when he was cobbling, he was, thinking about Kabbalistic ideas. It was at every single stitch that he stitched, he was thinking, oh, I want this person to have a shoe so that he can do his work and be happy and help his family. No crazy intentions, simply to give. And that, again, is reiterating this idea that it doesn't have to be fancy. It could be washing the dishes. It could be doing your homework. It could be, running, it could be davening. Any intention, any action can be done either to take or to give. Eating. Am I eating in order to receive energy to give to the world, or am I eating just to get pleasure? And so on and so forth. Every action, that's the real question. And a real tzaddik is someone who minimizes on the pleasure just to receive. Now, Rav Dessler goes on to prove this point. He says, and that's the essence of why many people want to be social. They have this spark of giving, spark of wanting to give to others. And at least in his time, so many people want children, even though there's tons of work. But they want to give. And that's why people adopt. And that's why people have pets. Because they want to give. He then goes on to say, this is really a different essay, and we'll talk about this in part two. People think that give when you get things, you love someone. If someone gives me an Apple, an iPod, so I'll love them. So Dessler says it's the opposite, actually. Loving is caused by giving. Giving creates the love. And when I give towards something, I see a part of myself in the other, and I start loving that. He gives an example. The Torah says that there are three situations where the person is exempt from war. If we're dealing with with someone who built a new house, has a new vineyard, or a new wife. So those are three kind of different situations. But the link is, are you giving? A vineyard is something you invest in, a house is something you built. And a wife, the only way to create that love is by giving to her. So again, the essence of life is giving, and giving creates that love. He talks about this in the context of mitzvah in the Torah, where you have a mitzvah to unload your friend's donkey if he's your enemy. The idea being that that will hopefully engender that love. So we're going to continue this next time, but thus far, giving and taking, Rav Tesler is challenging us to every single action in our life from the beginning of the morning, from when we wake up and we daven and we learn and we do our work and we go about our lives, to refocus ourselves and ask ourselves, is life about giving or is life about taking? If I really ask myself that question before every action I do, life will look very different. Have a wonderful day.